Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was that a horse?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, my God. What happened now?
What hasn't happened in the last 6 minutes?
Classic Goo from the Xfinity Mobile Text line.
Oh, I thought...
500-foot homers, 80-yard bombs, and slam dunks.
Evan, why would you laugh? Who doesn't like that?
That's from the 925.
Evan, I got to say, Evan and Steiny.
Yeah.
We got a young fan, Gavin Souza, 17 years old, my nephew. It's his birthday today. He listens to us on his lunch at school, and he's got us on now. Happy
birthday.
He eats
lunch at 11 a.m.
He's shy. He don't like to.
Gavin, why are you eating? It's brunch time. It's not lunch.
Hey, that's how they do it at Logan. Where were you when you were 17? Can you remember? I had acne.
This guy.
I had black hands.
17,
Steiny. I was
17 there. When you were a junior or senior.
Junior
in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was running track and field.
You ran track?
My dad made me play multiple sports. He would not let me just play basketball in 11th grade. 12th grade, I said enough.
No javelin action for you, huh?
2 mile.
Look, I never ran track.
2 mile.
Yeah, I had acne. Happy birthday, Gavin. My confidence was
Hey,
down.
I got some. We got Austin in San Francisco. We'll get to him in a minute.
What you got? You got your golf attire.
I got some good news and bad news, Warrior related.
Well, let's do the bad first.
No, we're going to do it how I want.
Oh, boy.
We're going to do it how I set up. I tell you what. These playoffs keep going like they're going. Warriors are going to have multiple avenues.
Oh, no, that's real.
Toward another aging star. I mean, they're all going to be available for the Warriors.
You going Phoenix out? Because they look terrible.
LeBron, Kawhi, Harden, Westbrook,
Durant,
Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis, Middleton, DeRozan. Go get any aging star.
Giannis.
That's the good news.
Oh, yeah.
The bad news is, why? Why?
Because you want to win, Steiny.
Yeah, how are those guys? Those guys are winning.
Durant looks like, dude, all you do is go sit in the corner and watch the action move. He's older, Steiny.
No, go get
I'm
him.
Watching him.
No, go
I'm
get
watching
him.
KD.
Oh, no,
I love him.
Yeah, go get him. They win a title. Yeah, go get
him. I would drive to him. Steiny, don't you understand?
Don't you get
life?
It?
It's about situations.
Yeah.
They made sweet music together, Kevin Durant
four
and Steph
years
Curry.
Ago. Well, don't you get it? Like, what more
smiling?
Do you need to see? Look at the league. Minnesota. They're young. They're hungry. Is anybody taking a look at the Denver Nuggets ages of those players?
No, that's the scary. That's why
night,
I think
night.
Yeah,
go get
they get three.
Go get another 35-year-old in here. That'll do it. That'll.
But what's the alternative?
The alternative is
let's run the youngsters who we don't think have superstar potential out there, and let's hope.
Jokic is 28.
Look at you.
Jamal Murray's 26.
We got some D-Wade action.
Porter's like 28 or 29. They're oldest guys. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is 30, 31. Like, they're not going anywhere.
No, that you're right.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Boston.
By the way, like, everybody talks about, like, the idea of, well, you could try to do what Oklahoma City did, and everyone goes, oh, my God, we could never do that in a million years.
For decades.
Decades. Why don't you look at their basketball reference? 2 years. And last year, they won 40 games last year, but last year, you're already starting to see it. See, that's the thing that you miss out on if you're afraid to take a chance, and that is, okay, maybe next year, you won't be as good.
Yeah.
But maybe the year after, you win 42 games, and you're like, this team's going to be fun. This team's exciting.
I like
this team's young, and we're going to be good. Now, go get LeBron. Yeah, go get LeBron or KD.
LeBron.
Woo! Yeah, KD. Let's get another 35-year-old in here. And yeah, and let's go challenge the Timberwolves and
the
Thunder.
Won anything
and
yet,
the Denver Nuggets.
The games are not played on the birth certificate, but you are right in regard to
go get
young.
Older. Now, go get older. Even though you see all the old teams are getting their asses kicked right now.
No, they're just playing bad.
They're getting youth is more important. How about that one?
Devin Booker's young and he still looks awful.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in a bad system. Vogel
is Minnesota defends. Oh, let me guess. The Warriors would be up 2-0 right now on Minnesota. Oh, they would have locked up Anthony Edwards.
You ain't getting that for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Get older, Warriors. That'll get you back into it.
But if I had a chance at KD, my God, to get him back reunited with Curry,
I am officially out on any of those guys at this point.
You're doing the ageism.
That's right, because these old guys they're done.
Well,
they're done.
Every name you mention's on the Olympic team.
Yeah, and you know what? We might have trouble there too.
Stop.
You think I'm kidding? That's the one I may bet you on. I'll go into the Olympics rooting for another team.
Nah.
With a bunch of, as opposed to this fossil.
Well, the game doesn't belong to us Americans anymore. I mean, all the studs are from somewhere else, Donnie. Luka, Jokic.
Exactly. You know why? Because they're taught the game the right way.
Wimby. Because Chris Paul might be
the only
with the Spurs.
Thing that,
imagine
that. That matters in the United States, and it's because of people like you, is ha-ha. And that's why we're getting punked. Because the other countries teach basketball the right way, Americans just want to dunk.
They'll stop
and
it.
Put the ball through their legs and make a behind-the-back pass. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am watching around like there could be some flameouts and stuff could be on the table that you didn't think.
You could go get another 36-year-old. We'll team a 136-year-old with another 36-year-old, and we'll be able to knock off the Denver Nuggets next year.
Well, I'll just say
that's a pipe.
Because I didn't get a chance to react. If you didn't see the 38-year-old phenom named LeBron James Monday in Denver, who wouldn't want him on your team for a rental? You know, a year or two or three. Come on, Stoney. The dude still got something.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Playing team.
Yeah.
But on the verge of getting swept. Austin's in San Francisco. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm
bringing
doing
Kevin
good,
Durant.
I'm doing good. Hey, look. Okay. Hey, if I was Brandon Ayuk, I'd ask for a trade. Just the simple fact that in the 4 years he put up almost 1,000 yards each year. And his rookie year, he missed a couple games. Could have had 1,000. His second year, you know, Shanahan was treating him like Kuminga and Moody, not giving him the ball, not giving him playing time or getting playing time, but not getting the ball, just treating him unfairly. Why Debo, he only clipped 1,000 yards once in his career, and he got what, maybe 200 more yards than Brandon Ayuk. But that's just crazy. I would ask for a trade. I've been to the Super Bowl twice with you, NFC championships. I think I accomplished enough at San Francisco. Trade me to the Raiders and go get Davante Adams or something.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Austin.
Well, he wouldn't be happy hearing this. This offense is predicated on, like you said, it's Donnie McCaffrey, and he can also catch the rock, tote the rock, catch it out the backfield, and 1,342 yards for Brandon Ayuk last year is nothing to sneeze at, and I don't think he's even scratched the surface, but if you're telling me now Did a young Brandon Ayuk, which I can understand, Stoney, these wide receivers have egos. They want to put up CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson type numbers. This ain't the offense for you. But if you want to win, this is the offense for you. And it's worked so far. Now he's Tom Cruise. Show me the M's.
I mean, the bottom line is that this is different from Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel was the only weapon when he signed his contract for the most part. I know they had Kittle, but Deebo Samuel was their only weapon. Now they got Deebo, they got McCaffrey, they got Kittle. They might have the leverage. I'm talking about the 49ers. This is, what's the one? This is Ian Rappaport. This is the latest on what's going on with Brandon Ayuk.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully.
That was Ian Rappaport.
And you brought up something earlier. Again, you keep saying this, Donnie. It hit me because I've heard it before, Lions season. But every time on social media when there was a report by, you know, a different site, Brandon Ayuk wants to get traded or the Niners were looking to trade him, his agent followed up Brandon's saying that that's false. So I got to believe he wants to stay in town, man. I just do.
Well, you said earlier you think he wants out.
No.
He probably doesn't like his role here.
No, come on, man. He wants his money, then he'll accept his role.
Yeah, we'll
find out.
There's clearly.
Somebody asked, are we having a 95-7 the game draft party? No, but we got an extravaganza 6-10 tomorrow night, Stoney. Write this down. Sterling Bennett, Evan Giddings, and the great Mark Grandy got you covered from 6 p.m. to 10. I'll be tuned in.
This is more Andrew Filippone from The Fan in Pittsburgh talking about possible interest from the Steelers.
I think that average annual number is going to be somewhere between $28 and $30 million.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Wow.
That's what I've heard.
Wow.
Because the salary cap's going way up. And look, I mean, after you could make the argument, because Justin Jefferson was dinged up last year, you could make the argument that after Tyreek Hill, there isn't a more productive wide receiver in the NFL right now than Brandon Ayuk, and he's in his mid-20s, and I think he's going to be one to be paid accordingly.
Well, there you have it. 28 to 30, that's a lot. That's a lot.
You don't think he's earned it?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, I think he's a good player.
Right.
I don't think he's a top five receiver. And if he's asking for top five money, maybe this is the place where Lynch and Shanahan hold the line.
Well, let me take you down a notch. I'll give you the top five. But what about, do you think he's replaceable? Because that's what it boils down to. Because if they pull the trigger, Stoney, they feel like what you said, they got somebody that could step right up and get those same 7 touchdowns and 13, however many yards he had last year, 1,300.
Will they be able to find somebody to score one touchdown in the next 9 playoff
and
games?
I hate that you say that, but that.
How about, will they be able to find a receiver who can catch, who can have one playoff game where he catches, let's just say, balls for 75 yards.
I love you for this, but Stoney, I just hate.
That's Garoppolo's fault.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's not.
You're just putting that at the doorstep of Ayuk. He dropped a receiver in the Super Bowl, and the end zone was wide open. They couldn't block.
That's right. That's right. So they may think they need a blocker more than a receiver.
Well, you got
a
pick. You got the 31st pick in the draft.
And maybe they don't think the lineman's good enough to play right away. I don't know. Does Stein even watch basketball? I watch them all, baby. I watch all the sports. You know I'm right about the old guys in
the
NBA.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
That was great.
Talk football. Talk football.
Football!
I love that the Niners are sending a message to Ayuk. It's about the team.
Wrong.
It's about the team.
Doesn't mean you can't get paid.
Yeah, pay him, but not overpay him. And, you know, the other thing is the 49ers maybe just don't, maybe they know. They just don't want to pay.
Well, Sam Brown got $30 million per. I know he got the big, Sam Brown from Detroit.
Yeah,
well, he got $30 million, but he got, is he really?
I think so.
He's in a better offense. Like, if we swapped out Ayuk for Sam Brown, I was just telling Evan, he disagreed, but I felt like Ayuk could put up those type numbers, especially when he wouldn't be receiver one and you guys are just running and gunning.
Well, that's
and they're winning. Thing. Detroit's running and gunning and winning.
Yeah. Well, that's not who the Niners are. They're a running football team. And they're already – like, the one thing I do understand is – so wait a minute. We're a running football team, but we're going to pay two receivers $25 million? Like, that doesn't make sense, especially when you've got the highest paid running back in the NFL. Or if he's not, he's among the highest paid running backs in the NFL. So, and I'm with you here, 925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I'm totally with you. Can we all agree that a 1,000-yard receiver or a 1,000-yard rusher in a 17-game season is a low bar?
I get you. But what else do we have?
You.
I hear. No, we talked about that. But, I mean, it is what it is. It wasn't like he put up 600 yards. I guess in this scenario, and I'm going back to the NBA, Stoney, it looks like IU could be Klay Thompson. Draymond was Debo.
Yep.
McCaffrey got his. And we could even put Purdy in there as far as Steph. But the well's going to run dry on when it's his turn. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think they worked something out.
Yeah, well, we don't know. John Lynch told the media that he wouldn't anticipate something happening, but he wasn't very definitive about it. That's for sure. I'm going to play some more of this sound about the 49ers. TJ Houspenjada was on with Willard and Dibs yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's what he had to say. He's a confidant of Brandon Ayuk 2 days ago.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. Mm. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue.
Now that is, Stoney, right. To me, that's a friend. I mean, he said confidant. I get it. And he's probably hearing that at every turn. But I guess to quiet that appetite of getting more targets would be pay me like you know how talented I am. And that's what I would say to TJ. But if Brandon's getting that from that guy, and I'm sure his girl, his brother, then that's probably why he may wind up out of here.
The one thing I don't subscribe to is if you think Tyreek Hill's the best
one of them, yeah,
receiver in the NFL, and like the idea of, well, he's like Brandon Ayuk's our number one. Well, just because he's our number one doesn't mean he's as good as other teams' number ones.
Totally get
it. And then you just pay him what other teams' number ones make. I mean,
but it's the market too.
The bottom line is they don't throw the ball to him like Justin Jefferson. And what the 49ers are probably saying is, we're never going to use you like one of those guys. So we're not going to pay you like one of those guys.
Then he's out of here then. If you're right, and I'm not saying you're wrong, if you're right, then
we'll pay you 20.
Yeah.
We'll pay you 22.
Nah. So you're telling me I'm not even going to get the chicken and the catches.
What do you mean? 20 to 22 million?
No.
Like, that makes you top, that puts you in the top 10 or top 15.
No. I'm sure this is.
Like, why does
Brown
it have to be top 5?
No.
When they don't throw like other teams throw.
But I know this is going to sound crazy, but Stoney, it's ego too.
Well, too bad. Like, that's what you got
to. Like, you could say to
like,
me,
that's where the 49ers don't have to play that game. If the San Francisco 49ers, if they are prepared to move on from Ayuk, then clearly they're not willing to pay him what he wants. If they're going to move him tomorrow night.
But
I don't know.
You know, his agent could do whatever he's paid for. But Stoney, the fact that he went on social media, the agent to Ayuk, and said this is false, that Brandon doesn't want to get traded, I feel like if it were funky, like it looks like it could be, and especially after hearing that, I don't think the the guy goes out his way, the agent, to kind of, you know, dispel those rumors.
Of course he does.
What's in it for him?
It's to keep give the illusion that his client's not a pain in the ass.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like, do you believe Mike Dunleavy when he says, we really want Chris Paul back? We really want Klay Thompson back? And we really want Jonathan Kuminga back? Like, I guess I believe him that he wants him back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bet I'll make. I'll bet you there's no chance all three of those guys are back.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm a D coordinator, not just in the division, just the Niners are going to be a problem again, Stoney. And if he gets traded, I'm happy as hell. Go get all the old linemen you need and whatever young kid you think is special. And if you turn Brandon Ayuk into multiple picks, good luck with that. But if you're telling me now we can try to stop this Niner offense like it was back in the day with just Debo, Kittle, and whoever else in Brandon's shoes and no Ayuk, I mean, man, I would take that as opposed to what it is now.
888-957-9570 is the number. My question to 49er fans, I mean, do you view Brandon Ayuk as a true one among the top 6-8 receivers in the entirety of the NFL? And if it means you got to pay him, and we're talking about the guaranteed number being the most important, again, St. Brown got $77 million. Man, the 49ers don't want to give him $70 million guaranteed. They gave Debo $58 2 years ago.
Real quick, guys, this is not wide receiver related, but the Lions have been spending a lot of money today. It was just announced a couple minutes ago by Adam Schefter of ESPN that they are signing their tackle, Penei Sewell, to a four-year, $112 million deal, which is the largest ever given to an offensive lineman. So a lot of dough being thrown around this offseason by a lot of teams.
Yeah, and they're protecting their guy, Jared Goff. Wow. So, man,
let's go to Johnny. Johnny is in Burlingame. What's up, Johnny? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question here.
Sure.
You know, TJ is talking about not getting the ball thrown to him. I just want to know what the statistic is on how many drops he has. Is there a reason why they're not thrown to him? And by that matter, all these great wide receivers getting big contracts, are they because they don't have the drops and they catch everything and they never drop a ball and that's why they get paid a lot, because that's why their numbers are so high? That wants a lot of money, but I don't know the statistics, so I'm just kind of curious about that, you know?
Well, I don't look at Brandon Ayuk as somebody that has the dropsies. I can tell you who does, Donnie. It was Debo. A couple years ago, he led the league in drops, and he still was spectacular. I look at Brandon Ayuk on why he doesn't get the targets, Donnie, or the numbers, is there's a ranking system, and it starts with McCaffrey, and then it's all dependent on what Kyle Shanahan dials up.
According to the stat I'm looking at right now, I mean, the issue is the leaders in drops are all pretty good. Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, St. Brown, Nacua, Brandon Ayuk is seventh in drops. Mm. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Well, you're not a bum if you lead that category, because the dudes you just mentioned were studs.
But he is.
Well, we saw Debo lead the league in drops, and he still was spectacular, Stoney, when he caught it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. The NFL draft is tomorrow. It starts at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, I believe. And we got action here with a
Mike Yam coming ahead, up too at 12.
Go ahead, tell them what we got here for the draft.
Oh yes, 6 to 10. It will be young Sterling Bennett, our own Evan Giddings, and Mark Grandy. 6 to 10. They got us covered.
What time are the 49ers going to make that pick, if they do make that pick? That's got to be close to
the end, huh?
Close to 8 o'clock, yep. Something like that.
Second last pick.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you want to see the 49ers do? Do you want to see them take the path of least resistance and find a number for Brandon Ayuk that he's happy with, that they can both agree on, and we take somebody with 31, probably an offensive lineman? Or are you ready to roll the dice?
You think he's asking for too much, Donnie?
I do. Yeah, I think he thinks he's better than he is. Mm. I think he's good, but I think there's better receivers out there.
Now, I know we're up against it. I think he's better than the numbers he's put up. Like, he feels like he can do more. But if that falls under your umbrella of I think he's better than what he's shown, Stoney. And you can watch, and that's just the gut feel I have. But I do wonder, is he really trying to bring the house down to where it's ridiculous? status.
Like, why don't, like, you're telling me this is the high, this is the most high potency offense. Why should he get the ball more? If it's, if they're, like, the more he gets the ball, the less Debo gets it, the less the other guys get it. And I'm not, maybe
well, now
they
he's
don't
saying, show me money wise that you know what I'm, you know I'm never going to put up just book crazy numbers.
But yeah, you know why? Because you're not like, Justin Jefferson. Yeah. If you were just, like, I don't know what the 49ers are saying, but maybe they're saying, you know, the reason you are where you are in the pecking order is because you're not one of those guys. We think those guys can do more. 888-957-9570 is the number. NFL draft tomorrow. Coming up in a half hour, you got Mike Yam of the NFL Network. If you want to jump into the conversation, now's the time. What do you want to see the 49ers do tomorrow? You want to see them trade Brandon Ayuk and move up in the draft or acquire a pick up in the draft? Or do you want to see them just use the 31st pick and keep Brandon Ayuk in the fold? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchum.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, you smile. Oh, yeah, what?
I forgot about that one.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchum. What would make me call him Rich?
You get frazzled.
Mitchum. You get Mitchum. A little frazzled. Oh, boy.
It's not a routine. It's a process.
Like when we had Mikhail on, you got frazzled.
Remember, who's Mikhail?
Kevin Mikhail.
Oh,
I shouldn't have brought that. My bad.
Yeah. No, but you have a pattern of, you know, you get a little frazzled and then you start saying stuff that comes out of left field.
Well, it's not like telling John Shea he has a book that
he did have a book.
Yeah, but it was the old book.
But he had a book. It's not wrong.
But it was the old book.
That's right. He's written a bunch of books.
He said like four new ones. That, you know what? That's, I called him Rich Mitchman. Yeah. That's on me. Yeah.
I think he even said it. He's like, well,
he did say it.
24 is doing well, but it was two books ago. Want to get away?
I did think of something coming into the.
Oh, thank God.
That's an eight.
What did you think of?
Just the state of the... You and Spadoni. I was dealing with the funeral yesterday. I didn't know what happened with you and Spadoni. When you have two people on the thread communicating like you and Spadoni last night, I think it should veer off into personal text messages.
I think you should veer off.
Evan, I was like,
in fairness, it was a conversation that we were going to have on the show. No, it was sports related.
But Donnie, you know I'm playing with you. Come on.
And you know why? You know why he couldn't deal with it? Because there was nuance involved. And he had no idea.
Well,
he could not comprehend.
I don't know how much nuance
matter.
Everyone you text had Thank a you. Question mark next to it, like the Riddler's costume. So you didn't have many answers. Anyway.
No, I was trying to come up with topics for the show.
Yeah, no, it's one thing. No, you weren't.
Yes.
Well, you need to do a better job.
So wait.
Because I'm your partner, okay. And when you want to do that, you hit me. That's the problem.
No,
you
hit
me. You don't just put something randomly out like a rat and then go for the cheese. Say what's up. Say what's up. Say what we're trying to do.
You know what?
Because I was dealing with a funeral.
What are you talking about is my question.
I'm actually with Gu on this.
Yeah, I'm like, man, hit me. I'm your partner. And so it's, but hit me if you want top. Don't, like, I don't know.
You guys.
I was at a
funeral. I am under the impression that the...
It's a show thread.
The show thread is for show-related
that
stuff.
That thread has been dead more than... longer than Billy Idol.
Share this.
Because you don't never participate. Now one day, you want to be on the
thread. This is at 4:30 yesterday. 4:30 yesterday. Yeah. I sent this show thread
It should be every day. It should be every day is my point. It should be every day. That's my point. That's all.
Alive and well.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you. It should just be
you have no reason to be mad at you.
But you do it when you want to do it.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's what people do.
Yeah. That's what you do.
At 4:30, so I'm not sending a thread out just to you if it's a show topic.
No, I didn't say just to me. You never use that for anything else. Why isn't that daily? But now you want to get on it
and text 100 texts, that's fine. Because you guys don't use it for work all the time.
Right.
Stay strong, Spadoni.
What was that?
I mean, I'm looking at a God love him. I'm looking at Benny hitting a three wood.
Oh no, that was great.
Right.
Nice. So that was after my.
Is there a conversation to be had about Dunleavy and Lynch heading into the postseason?
You're missing my point.
The off seasons.
Yeah. Nothing was wrong. You put on there, partner. Nothing was wrong.
Thank you.
Was wrong.
I had to mute it.
But I just wish you would understand my point. But you don't.
I don't. I don't understand.
And
your
that's the beauty of us.
No, it's not. It's getting to be the bane.
Well, I can tell you about Bane.
Where does neither Zaidi nor Lynch have won anything yet. Did both take over expansion? And then Spadoni goes, I think expectations for all three GMs varies.
Have you ever heard of move
no,
on?
No, I'm not moving on.
Because you'll never get it.
Is there a built-in dynasty? Like, what? This is a show thread.
Yeah, gotcha.
I don't.
When you want it to be.
On a key.
When you want it to be.
What is the gripe?
Because you don't participate. So
that's
don't come
true.
Over the top with the Declaration of Independence on one night.
The Declaration.
Yeah,
not
whatever.
Declaration.
Well, I said that.
Look, I'm on this thread. Yeah. I'm contributing.
You and Spadoni. Spadoni was helping you.
Evan.
Yeah, it wasn't all
congrats to the Morning Roast, Steiny and Guru, for our strong showing in the book. In the fall, spring
book. Yeah, but that was for everyone. You were talking
Mystery relevant on the YouTube chat. Tell Steiny relax. There's no reason for you to get unbothered.
Well, this
I was expecting a very important text message. You guys were giving me anxiety with how many times my phone was blowing up.
And I was at the funeral house. Like,
somebody's emotional.
Somebody's got to try to come up with topics for the show.
Right, right.
Jeez.
No, that's my job.
It was a great conversation on the pregame show.
It's not your job. It's natural. That's the whole thing. It's not acting class. It's natural. It's like you walk into a bar and have a conversation. It shouldn't be, I need a term paper subject to get through 4 hours.
No, but you got
to
be prepared.
Yeah, I'm always prepared.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where this came from.
No, I'm just telling. You said it.
I'll tell you right now, I'm using the thread to talk about a
this
show.
This is
thread.
Not a skipping Shannon moment. I am the bay. This is my dude over here.
Spadoni. I'm still not sure what we're talking about.
The world according to Garp is the world according to Steinmetz. You do what you do when you want to do it, and you miss that part of how it looks to others when you're not consistent. That's all.
Okay, so I should not put
I didn't say you should not do anything.
On the thread.
No,
I don't get it.
I did not say that at all. But just be who you are, and that's how I take who you are.
Well, let me tell you what I'm not going to do. Is
so
just
on a Tuesday
tell you
night,
what we're like.
Right.
It's,
and I'm
it's
not telling
show.
You to do that. I'm
it's
not
like
Spadoni
and Evan's show.
I know the beauty of the vine. I'm not asking for that.
I got to be honest.
Maybe
I'm
we should have a disclaimer real quick. So for future things that happen off the court. Per se. So if there's a serious thing happening in our lives, off show thread, don't do anything on that?
No, you can. You totally can.
I'm out.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's listen to David Lombardi.
I love you guys.
Talking about, and this is what I want to ask 49er fans, is if they believe this right here, that there's a way to get better by trading, or even in spite of trading, Brandon Ayuk.
Somebody would have to be desperate. You would have to get that inflection point, the deadline pressure to encourage a team to send something to the 49ers to where they could get a immediate impact player with that pick that would bolster their offensive line right away. I think that's because when I look at this team, I see like one real statistical weakness, and it was the pass protection, namely on the right side. So you would have to, I think, bolster the right tackle spot very specifically. But nothing would be guaranteed. I mean, even if they were able to somehow trade up into the top half of the first round, I mean, to me, it's remarkable that in 2020, they were able to get a top half of the first round pick for DeForest Buckner. They obviously didn't spend it right. I mean, Javon Kinlaw, that never lived up to what they needed from that pick, but the value that they got for DeForest Buckner in that trade was, to me, remarkable, especially in retrospect now that we see what these players are going for. So say that they got something similar for Brandon Ayuk, and then they nailed the pick, and that guy turned into what Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs was a good example from 2020. In that case, they could theoretically be better, right? Because their pass protection, the biggest weakness, will have been improved.
So there it is. Yeah. There it is. If pass protection is your biggest weakness,
gotcha.
Maybe you can downgrade at wide receiver, upgrade the offensive line, and then overall your offense is better because Purdy's got more time to throw. Maybe to a lesser receiver, but he's got more. That. But he's got more time.
Yeah,
he needs more time. They need to upgrade. They think they might need to upgrade their offensive line more than their wide receiver position. Right.
But at the expense of IU, Steiny. That's why this is coming to me. It just feels like a year too early if he's traded.
Well,
and that's on me. I just assumed Ayuk would get his ends. That's money. He would get his chicken.
Here's what David Lombardi said about the kind of deal to look for regarding Ayuk.
As far as agents, the number that you need to look at is fully guaranteed money, not injury guaranteed money, fully guaranteed money. Tyreek Hill's got $52.7 million or $52.5 million of fully guaranteed money. And I think Ayuk has missed one game since his rookie year. I think that he has every right to ask for more than $50 million in fully guaranteed money. Mm. 49ers have every right to take exception to that because they might not be able to fit that into their realistic budget. And if he's going to stay with the 49ers happy for a long time, then they're going to have to find acceptable middle ground and agree to that.
Wow. And I'm up here. I just had the thought, okay, it's not easy. Let's just say they move up and they take a young player because that's what it's going to be if it's somebody via the draft. So you know Brandon Ayuk is a commodity. You know he works. He's your commodity. Okay, just for the sake of this conversation, let's forget if he's bitching about, you know, his numbers and targets. But damn, Steiny, you're going to roll the dice on something leaving the building, which you know can ball, and then you're getting something in return, a young offensive lineman, regardless of what position, you're hoping he can hit the ground running. So to me, that's a risk.
I mean, and it may be, they may think that there's a risk to signing Brandon Ayuk to the kind of money that he's asking for. And they think it may be kind of a risk to pay two wide receivers big time money on a team that runs the ball most of the time.
Wow.
I mean,
I can't wait to see what happens or what doesn't happen. But what we do know, Steiny, is they're gonna pick somebody tomorrow if they don't move up with the 31st pick.
Would 49er fans be okay with that? If they end up moving Brandon Ayuk tomorrow and they draft an offensive lineman, let's say at the top half of the draft, and then at 31 they go get another wide receiver, or vice versa. They pick a receiver at, I don't know, 15, and then they take an offensive lineman at 31. I mean, I'm trying to gauge from San Francisco 49er fans what kind of stomach they have for trading Brandon Ayuk. Is there a way that they can trade Brandon Ayuk and come out of it on the other side and actually be a better team? I mean, to me, the 49ers must think that they can still contend for a Super Bowl if they don't have Brandon Ayuk. If they trade Brandon Ayuk, it means they think they can contend for a Super Bowl.
Totally give you that. Do you feel that way now, though? Because you feel, no, I just asked you. You said, Goo, I don't think he's going to get traded.
Devin Smith on the YouTube chat says 4 years, $85 million, 52 guaranteed. Would that get it done?
I think so.
I don't know. I get the sense Ayuk wants,
tell me,
more than that.
Yeah.
I don't think 50 is enough for him. Again, you know, and we did this with Clay and Draymond. Can you pay Clay Thompson less than Draymond Green? Can you pay Brandon Ayuk less than Deebo Samuel? I don't know. Does it matter?
And maybe that we hadn't talked about this. Maybe this is just the way the Niners do business. Who in their right mind would question what Bosa was worth, Donnie? But that took a holdout for him to get his money. So maybe this is just how the Niners and Kyle and John get down. This is just how they do it. It just takes a little time.
This is Herm Edwards, who coached Brandon Ayuk in college. He was on with Willard and Dibbs earlier this week. Take a listen.
He has to realize that, you know, he's not a free agent. He has another year on his contract. So it's not like I'm going to free agency. 49ers aren't going to trade him at this point. It doesn't look like it. And I think he wants to be a 49er, and hopefully it gets done.
That was his college coach. But
playoff.
I mean, I get he's not a free agent, but he kind of is. That's what.
And you don't have to pay him technically, Steiny. Now, that would be cold, though, right? And he probably would hold out.
Here's more Herm Edwards.
Well, I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me. Jaden Daniels is FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, oh, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you.
I had to play that.
That is great.
I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
This is the last one.
I think both parties realize they need each other, and it'll get done. It'll be ugly at times, but I think at the end he'll be a 49er.
So if he's not traded tomorrow,
yeah,
I mean, we're looking at a holdout, right?
I would think. We saw it with Bosa, and that's why I brought up, Stoudy, why would there be a holdout with Bosa? And I know he's a different type of player, but my point is there's no doubt that this dude is at the top of his game at his position, or one of them, and that thing took a while to get done.
This is from the Xfinity Mobile text line from the 818. Think about Puka Nacua with the Rams and Cooper Kupp. This draft is deep. These coaches can find wide receivers easily, and they can give Juwan Jennings more love. If they do, there you go.
Do we have any problem calling Brandon Ayuk right now, Steiny, a number one for the Niners? Or is that just is crazy because of the way what type of receiver Deebo is? Because I get the Puka Nacua, but like if you're basing it on that, you can just find a one later in the draft. I mean, okay, that sounds risky. I'm not saying you can't do it, but damn.
I mean, he might be the 49ers one, but they don't need ones. They don't use their one like other teams use their one. It's kind of like, you know, I'm trying to think. It's the Warriors and the center position.
Hmm.
You know, they go small at center. They've never really used a big guy, or they've never, you know, they talk all the time about not getting a big guy just to be a big guy, but the big guy's got to be able to do certain things that other big guys can't. Maybe they just you're not our most important offensive player, so how can we pay you when we've got McCaffrey and we've got Deebo Samuel and we like to run the ball?
And maybe if you win,
no fault of his.
Because I can't sit here and question who's the number one, but I just say I'm looking at that Super Bowl, Stoney, and it never once felt like the Niners offense was putting striking fear in Kansas City's defense, and maybe that's why they didn't win the game.
What about the issue of, like, what are you going to do next year if you know that you pay Ayuk, you're going to have to pay Brock Purdy, and you know you can't, like, if you know you can't keep Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk both on the roster at 24, 25 million. Why wouldn't you cut to the chase right now?
But what if you wanted Ayuk as the guy, and you could trade Deebo next offseason if you thought you had to choose between the two?
This would tell me that they're not married to Ayuk as people may think.
You are right.
And
but if he doesn't get traded and he gets a deal, then that would be on the table.
And I know this might not be the way to go about it, but I mean, if you're the San Francisco 49ers, and maybe they're looking at it this way, if you're the San Francisco 49ers and you have Brandon Ayuk back and Brock Purdy is the quarterback of this team with all those weapons, okay, then you know what are you going to have to do at the end of the year. You're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. But you're also going to have to pay Brock Purdy and take a weapon from him. And I wonder if...
Right, a year... Yeah.
Don't you get a better gauge of who Brock Purdy... And I'm not saying you would do this on purpose, but if Brandon Ayuk wants that kind of money and you think it's too much, why not go with somebody else and get a look this year? And you still think you're a good football team. You still think you can make a run. And you get a look at Brock Purdy the year before you know that he's not going to have all the weapons that he had last year. In other words, at least you get to look at Brock Purdy this year with just McCaffrey, just Debo, just Kittle, yeah, and let's say Juwan Jennings instead of Ayuk. Because it gives you a more realistic idea of what he can do when he doesn't have that extra weapon that the 49ers are able to have because you're not paying him anything.
Okay, to follow up on that. But, Stani, what if Brock Purdy took a step or a step and a half back?
And then you're getting your answer. Then you're getting your answer.
But your answer wouldn't be, we messed up by taking one of the weapons away too soon.
Well, but what and about the weapons next year?
How much are we going to pay Brock?
Well, exactly. Like, to me, maybe you get a better judge of who Brock Purdy is without this abundance of weapons that are not really the real NFL because you just are not paying your quarterback. Like, the minute you have to pay Purdy, one of these weapons is probably going to have to go away.
See, I always thought that was going to be after he got his bread, not the year before. And that's why I'm not expecting anything to pop off by tomorrow. But this is totally wrong.
This is what I'm talking about with the 650 and the Xfinity Mobile text line, because you're wasting a year. See, I don't think the 49ers are thinking like that. I think if they're entertaining the thought of moving Brandon Ayuk, that they think they can still absolutely contend for a Super Bowl with a wide receiver who's not Brandon Ayuk. Who is it? I don't know. Juwan Jennings? Somebody else? Somebody they draft? Somebody they acquire?
But isn't that risque, Steiny? And isn't that an insult? I mean, you know, nobody cares. But isn't that kind of insult to Brandon Ayuk? Thinking you could just, and maybe that's why they're in the position they're in.
Might be an insult to the Niners if he thinks he's the best receiver in the NFL and is kind of holding out for ridiculous money.
I don't know why he would think that.
Well, I get the sense he does think that. Mm. I mean, I just do.
That's a false sense of self-worth then.
Well, everybody's calling him one of the top five receivers in the NFL, but there clearly is a difference of opinion on whether some people think he's a top five, a top eight, a top 12, top whatever it is.
Who's more proven to you, Kuminga in their careers or Ayuk right now this stage? Ayuk. And that's how I would answer. Right. But Kuminga's going to get his bag.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. He probably will, but I do think there's a danger in when you pay Brock I don't like the idea of the year we pay Brock Purdy is the year we're also going to take a weapon away from him. Like I don't.
But wouldn't you, and the reason, Stani, wouldn't you feel confident that you've seen enough with the weapons that he could withstand that? With whoever would be the loss.
Do you?
No, because I
don't think I've seen
it. The jury's still out for me with him.
With who?
Brock.
Exactly. So why wouldn't you want to see him coaching more of a realistic team that he's...
Because maybe we don't have the same team success.
Well, if you're going to have to kind of... Here's the thing. If you have to get to that place anyway...
Man.
Maybe you do it now. Like, I feel like... The 49ers are not giving us the indication that they're going to be, that they think they're no factor if Brandon Ayuk either leaves or gets traded. Like, that's not the message I'm getting from the 49ers. I'm getting the message from the 49ers that, you know, they like Brandon Ayuk, but, you know, they'll be damned if he's going to try to get crazy money off them just because it's his turn to get paid when they know that if they pay him, that's going to impact something they have to do down the line. And maybe they like Debo more than Ayuk. What if that's part of the equation, even though Debo's been a little more banged up? All right. On the other side, we've got Mike Yam. He's a studio host for the NFL Network and NFL Total Access. You can also hear him on Sirius XM Radio. We'll talk to Mike on the other side. And don't forget, you can download the free Odyssey app. Listen to Steiny and Guru anytime you want. Download that Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. That segment was sponsored by the Order of Malta Clinic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.